20 years ago, when Regan Brooks was in high school, a teacher gave them an assignment: tell a story about yourself. Brooks can't recall what she wrote about. What she really remembers is a story a classmate told.
She shared a story in front of our whole class that sort of abolished all my assumptions about her and really made me realize, oh, there's this person there that I haven't ever bothered to get to know and that I wanted to get to know more.
Brooks says storytelling helps people see each other differently, and through that new level of understanding, builds community. So that's the task she and a group of teachers and volunteers have given more than 700 students in Anchorage. Tell your story. Brooks launched the project in February of 2014, and since then has visited five of the city's high schools. She recently led a workshop at Service High in Anchorage.
Just have people bring their chairs. Okay, so I think what we'll do is...
Brooks moves out into the hallway with a group of students and prepares to listen to their stories and give them feedback. But first, some quick advice.
You want to try and begin your story without the word so at the end and end it without saying, and yeah.
So, just kidding. With that, 11th grader Kevin Goodman launches into a tale about the first time he went hunting with his father.
It all started on a muggy morning when we drove 7 hours up to Paxson, just about 70 miles from Glen Allen.
Goodman clicks on his pen incessantly as he tells about camping in the rain, wading through cold streams with jagged rocks, and trying in vain to find a moose.
You know the scene in Lord of the Rings where everybody has to duck because all the birds are flying over their heads? Well, it was kind of like that. Instead, we had a gun and we shot him.
Goodman says he chose to share that story because it sparked his imagination and was an important turning point in his life.
It was my first big week-long hunting trip. It was kind of a coming of age, I guess, for me. Because my dad's pretty strict on what your capabilities have to be for hunting. So that's what I chose.
And then he starts getting feedback. This detail is great. You didn't stutter at all. But maybe you should change some things. Story coach Jack Dalton, an accomplished Alaskan storyteller, chimes in.
How can you tell the story in a way so that when you get to the ending, we all go, oh, that's right. They didn't get the moose, but sounds like they still had a great time. Or they didn't get the moose, but wow. I can only imagine all those ptarmigan.
English teacher Lisa Wiley says that's part of the reason she wanted to get her students involved with StoryWorks, so they could get feedback from other people.
I can never get outside perspective on their work within my classroom. You know, it's always me as the audience. So this raises the level. The audience is now other people. So students respond differently to that. You know, they are trying harder because there are strangers looking at their work.
It's also teaching them reading, writing, and public speaking, all required topics in an English class. 2 weeks after the story coaching workshop, the students performed for each other, some enthusiastically, some with a bit of hesitation. But Wiley's already ramping up for next year, ready to have her students tell stories all over again. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.